The movie Green Room starts out with a punk band that is waking up in a van somewhere in Oregon, and you get a sense that these guys are the real deal. They're not in it for the money. They are going gig to gig. They're illegally siphoning gas from parked cars to power their trek across the the United States to play to fans, if you can call them that. The first gig that we see in the film is a sort of a Mexican lunch restaurant gig, and it's the context of watching a punk band play during a lunch hour in a Mexican restaurant is funny, but it's not played for humorous purposes. You get a sense that the struggle to make music, that the artists legitimately are giving their passion to this. They talk about, they are interviewed by a college sort of punk with a mohawk about, you know, if they would go mainstream, what their favorite bands are, and most of them say things like Misfits. Then they come back to Simon and Garfunkel, and so it's clear that they're musically studied. But here, the writer director, whose previous expert film was a Blue Ruin, which took on the revenge thriller genre, and really just started in with the action. Here, his sort of sophomore feature has a little more depth to the characters and is more paced. What we end up with is a study in sort of white America, the anxiety of young white America, what to do with their lives, how to make a living, how to be famous. And then as they cross paths with sort of even whiter America, and that is perhaps the elder versions of themselves. So the anger and frustration and the neo-Nazism that sort of crosses into punk music and finds itself in the central to the film is also the tension. The great casting here, casting Patrick Stewart, Captain Picard from Star Trek, Next Generation, casting him as the sort of the white supremacist here adds the puts the film in a place, a more comfortable place, since you're fairly certain that he's not white supremacist. So it's an interesting bit of casting. But what we see here is the band gets trapped in a room, and they find a dead body. Spoiler alert. And once they find a dead body, they get locked into the green room where we're waiting to perform. And then the rest of the movie is them trying to escape as the white supremacist compound tries to cover it up. So what starts out as a punk venue with sort of right-wing or hard, very far left, left-wing anarchist types who may have white supremacist tendencies quickly turns into a horror where young people are trapped by Nazis and can't get out, and there are dogs who are trained to eat them. And so there's a lot of pacing, a lot of space in the movie, and the great direction probably here is, and wrapping this up now, the expert filmmaking here is that you start to empathize not only with the terror victims, but also the terrorists, the white supremacists. You get the sense for their lost lives, their depressing reality, and their space in a country that would fuel their vote for a certain candidate in this election cycle, who seems to be speaking to the lost, that lost racial economic class that is the poor white experience in America, captured in all of its terrifying bloodiness in this excellent and scary movie.